Proclamation number 7037 of 8th of February, 1958. Jesus' promise of the Spirit. I promised you my Spirit when I walked on earth. But only after my death on the cross was this Spirit able to express itself in you, because it, as my portion, could not break through where the sin of the former rebellion against me, the great original sin, had not yet been redeemed, which only became possible through the act of salvation. And therefore my Spirit can only express itself where redemption from sin has preceded it, which is why the revival of the Spirit is only ever the result of redemption through Jesus Christ. A revival of faith in Him can certainly take place, which only then results in redemption from sin. But the revival of the Spirit is now also possible out of this revival, so that gifts of the Spirit become evident in various ways. And you humans should strive for these as soon as you believe in Jesus Christ, in my human manifestation and my crucifixion. Then you should also remember my words with which I promised you my Spirit. You should remember that I myself will dwell with you until the end of the world. I was only able to dwell amongst you for a short time in the form of the man Jesus, who sheltered me in all fullness within himself. But I also want to always be present to those who desire me, who love me and want to live to please me. And I want to dwell with them in spirit. My strength shall flow through them so that they will also be able to accomplish unusual things. Wherever I am present, I will also express myself. I will introduce the human being to truthful knowledge. I will give him the strength to work for the benefit of his fellow human being, spiritually or earthly. I will reveal the future to him if it serves the salvation of people's souls. I will give him the strength to heal the sick in my name. And I will thus always prove my presence, as I have promised. I will be with those in spirit who love me and keep my commandments. But I will not be able to work through my spirit where redemption through Jesus Christ has not proceeded. For my spirit does not forcibly break through, and where it encounters resistance it remains silent. But blessed are those who allow it to break through, who give in to its quiet urging to practice love, who take the path to Jesus Christ and completely surrender to Him. Then they will also experience the truth of my promise that I myself will take possession of them, that I will remain with them and endow them with gifts of the Spirit. For where I am, I also want to give myself away. And my gift to the LIGHT hyphen and strength or less human being will always consist of the supply of light and strength. I will impart the same to them again which I bestowed on my disciples on earth, unusual knowledge and unusual strength, so that they, too, could accomplish what was impossible for them as mere human beings. But I could only pour out my Spirit on my disciples who had willingly followed me and whose way of life allowed my crucifixion to bring them complete redemption from my adversary, from their original sin and thus also from their state of weakness and darkness. My Spirit enlightened them, my Spirit gave them strength in abundance, for it was I myself who dwelt amongst them, who spoke through them and performed the miracles through them when they went out into the world in my name to proclaim the gospel. I was with them as in my time on earth, and I was able to be with them because they only belonged to me and thus could also now work through the power of the Spirit as I had promised. And thus I will also always be with those who, through their conduct, enable me to be present in them, and I will prove my presence through unusual activity, through the supply of light and strength. And they will likewise proclaim, like my first disciples, the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. They will proclaim his name in the world and likewise want to help their fellow human beings to salvation because they themselves are enlightened by my Spirit and because my Spirit impels them to speak for me and my kingdom and to confirm the truth of their speeches through gifts of the Spirit, through obvious evidence of my presence. Amen.